Greece is looking for help from its European neighbors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is in Berlin today meeting with German officials. He's seeking help from the stronger German economy to bolster troubled Greek finances. Now, for weeks, investors around the world have been worried Greece could default on its debt, which could rock the global economy. Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard reports signs today are the crisis may be easing up.
Investors are betting that Germany will help Greece. They've just snapped up more than $6 billion worth of new Greek government bonds. That will shore up the public coffers and reduce the danger of default. But analysts in Berlin say investors are getting ahead of themselves. They say Angela Merkel won't offer any specific support when she meets the Greek leader today. She'll want to see real, deep cuts in Greece's public spending first. Commentator Heinz Schulte says feelings run very high on this issue in Germany.
If the Chancellor in Germany tried to bail out Greece without the conditions attached, she will have a very serious domestic problem in Germany. It could bring about the fall of the coalition government.
But Germany has much to lose from a default by the Greek government. It could trigger a series of defaults across southern Europe, and that would be bad for German banks. They've lent the region more than $250 billion. In Berlin, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
As world investors await this morning's Labor Department employment report, stocks are trading higher. European shares are up in the moment under 0.5%. Markets in Asia surged into positive territory. The Nikkei added 2.25%, the Hang Seng more than 1%. On Wall Street, a small rally yesterday after better-than-expected retail numbers were released for February. The S&P and NASDAQ were up. Dow tacked on 47 points to close at 10,444. Hollywood royalty walks the red carpet this weekend. The 82nd Academy Awards are Sunday. It's been a big year for movies. Attendance and revenues are on the rise, and that's got theater owners spending. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more.
Last year, when almost every other industry saw sales plummet, movie theaters were hopping. Attendance grew 4.5%. Jason Squire teaches film at USC. He says the recession played a role, and so did the types of movies that were released.
It's a combination of escapism plus getting an unparalleled, unique experience.
Things like 3D and digital picture. Squire says those technologies give people a reason to see a movie in the theater. Several major chains just unveiled a $660 million plan to convert screens across the country to digital. Still, movie theaters are now very much a niche business, says Edward J. Epstein, author of The Hollywood Economist.
It won't change the basic dynamics of the entertainment industry. And that is a dynamic where there is a niche audience of about 10%, give or take 1%, who go to the theaters.
Everybody else watches those movies online, on demand, and on their phones. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Coming soon to an uploaded video near you, captions. YouTube says it's expanding upon speech recognition technology that the internet video site began using last year. Now, for now, the captioning tool will only work on videos with English audio, although there are plans to include more languages.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The White House's plan for financial regulatory reform has gotten a pretty cool reception so far in Congress. Senator Chris Dodd, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, says there's a lot of politics in the proposal. So what are the chances of passage? Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us this morning to give us his thoughts. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
Are we finally getting some movement on financial reform on both sides of the aisle?
A bit. The biggest sticking point has been over a new agency to protect consumers from abuses. You know, like mortgage bankers steering borrowers away from standard 30-year fixed loans toward higher-priced subprime loans. The House approved the creation of an independent consumer protection agency. But Senate Republicans have refused to go along. The Senate Banking Committee seems on the verge of a compromise that would put the Consumer Protection Agency inside the Federal Reserve. The only problem is the Fed already has a consumer division, and so far it's notably failed to protect consumers.
That sounds a lot like bureaucratic gamesmanship.
Yes. Well, behind it is politics, of course. The simple fact, Steve, is that Wall Street doesn't want to deal with another agency, and it doesn't want more oversight, and is doing whatever it can to avoid it.
And what about the other elements of reform, Bob? I mean, such as regulating derivatives.
Well, there's been some progress here, but with huge loopholes. For example, neither the House nor the emerging Senate bill requires that all credit default swaps be openly traded on exchanges. And that means big bets can still be made without adequate capital to back them up.
Are banks still going to be too big to fail?
No. And this actually is the encouraging thing. Bipartisan agreement on what they're calling a hybrid resolution fund. A fancy word meaning basically a fund to pay the costs of dismantling large financial firms that get into trouble. And much of the funding will be coming from the large banks.
What about, Bob, the so-called Volcker rule that would partly reestablish this wall between commercial and investment banking?
Well, the White House now wants it, but it's going nowhere. Wall Street hates it, and the Senate Banking Committee doesn't want to get near it.
So then does it look like we're going to get financial reform this year?
Well, let's put it this way, Steve. We'll get something. Congress wants to call financial reform, but the way it's moving, it won't be strong or bold enough to prevent another financial meltdown, I'm afraid.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and current professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission has filed suit against a man who calls himself America's Prophet. Sean David Morton's charged with bilking $6 million for more than 100 quote-unquote investors. He promoted his psychic powers as a way of predicting stock trends. The SEC says the only power Morton had was the power of persuasion in a massive scam. And given his self-proclaimed powers, you have to wonder why he didn't see these charges coming. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org and share your thoughts with us there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.